time for sports. All right, for some reason. This is a very interesting morning, is all I've got to say. All right, let us take a look at what is going on in sports. All right, I guess we can start off with Major League Baseball. In local teams, the Orioles downed the Red Sox 9-5 last night. And the Red Sox woes at the beginning of the season continue. The Rays fell to the Twins 9-3. The Blue Jays over the Astros 3-2. The Yankees over the Royals 6-4. We'll get back to them in just a minute. Concerning our Metsies, the Metsies downed the Phillies by a score of 10-6. All right, 10-6. I guess what we'll talk about first in the Yankee game is, like I said, Aaron Judge is playing without a contract after this year. And so far, he's having a mammoth year, including last night, where he crushed two more home runs.
You know, being able to see 11 pitches and making the pitcher work.
Aaron Judge drills this ball to center field, and there's no doubt about this one. Welcome back to the lineup. Aaron Judge had the night off last night, and he just tattooed his seventh home run of the year. And the Yankees on the board, 1-0.
Well, it seemed pretty easy, honestly, to hit a ball like that, but you know, where you saw where that ball land in center field, not too many people in baseball can hit the ball that far.
It's like he did right there, deep to right. Dozier going back, gone! A two home run game for Aaron Judge, number 8, and the Yankees lead 6-4.
8 home runs so far on the season. 8. He's just having a great year. What more can you say? And as great as the year he's having, it shows up. And you know what's nice? It's nice to flip over to the standings, if you're a New York fan anyway, and see in the American League East, the Yankees in first place with the best record in baseball at 19-6, followed by Toronto a game and a half back, Tampa Bay 4 games back, Boston 7.5 games back. Of course, if you're a fan of the Red Sox, you're pretty upset by the way things are starting off this season. But the Mets, they have the second best record in baseball at 16-7. They lead their division. They lead Miami by 3 games, Philadelphia by 5, Atlanta by 6, and Washington by 8.5. So when you take a look at that, you got to feel good about yourself if you're a Yankee or Met fan. Now, I know it's early in the season and all things can go crazy and things can come crashing down, but what the heck? Hey, Maddie's watching. Maddie, good morning. Oh, goodness gracious. How was dinner the other night? Anybody say bad things about me, Maddie? All right, taking a look at NBA action. Of course, we are into the playoffs now with the NBA. And yesterday, the Warriors down the Grizzlies 117-116. The Warriors lead that series 1-0. The Bucks defeated the Celtics 101-89. The Bucks lead that series 1-0. Those are the games that were played last night in the NBA. Taking a look at the National Hockey League in games that were played yesterday. I got to scroll to that. That's it. No one. The season's over. They go into the playoffs. Before that, the day before that, the season wrapped on Friday with the Rangers getting a win over the Capitals, the Devils losing to the Red Wings, and the Bruins losing to the Maple Leafs, and the Islanders losing to the Lightning. All right, so now the round one playoffs begin today. The Bruins will take on the Hurricanes at 7 p.m., Lightning and the Maple Leafs meet at 7:30, the Stars and the Wild at 9:30, and the Kings and the Chiefs at 10. The Rangers begin their playoff tomorrow against the Penguins at 7, the Capitals and Panthers at 7:30, the Predators at the Avalanche at 9:30, the Stars and the Flames at 10. So that's the way that looks for tomorrow. So there you go. That is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.